Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and oh, how I love that music. Brass Bonanza bringing us back. That can only mean Terry Crisp is on the line with us.
Crispy!
The legend. Yes! The legend. Crispy, what's up? How you doing?
Gentlemen, how are you all doing? And I got my favorite phrase this morning to start out with for Willie Donick. All your fault. All your fault.
So, okay, we started the show talking about this, that a lot of the people were blaming
Crispy
Willie.
Stirring it up.
That Willie was getting blamed for last night, that mm-hmm. he jinxed them, and now Crispy is all but confirming that.
Yes.
Well, okay, why don't we ask the coach?
You haven't
okay.
come up with the tape, Willie, so I'm
I know,
going
I
by
haven't.
What Crispy's
I've been
saying
looking,
now.
And I have not been able to find it. So, at issue, Crispy, was our discussion during the intermission where I brought up to Mace and Hal that, hey, they're in the same position they were in two nights ago, up 3-1 at the end of two. So let's ask the coach. When you were in that spot and everybody remembered the game before, you're in the same position in the next game, did you talk about it or did you not need to talk about it?
You talk about it. You tell the players. You remind them of it, for crying out loud. You blew the last one. You don't blow this one, you go-heads. So never mind pussy-footing around the subject. Never mind trying to avoid it. You're going into the third period. You damn well remind them that, hey, you don't blow two in a row like that. You don't do it. Hal Gill's right. Willie's right. The only thing that I think that you'd get with Willie on was, oh, yeah, with 6 minutes to go. Oh, good. We got a shutout going. That's worth a shutout. That, Willie, that'll really get you in trouble, Willie.
Oh,
I'll
big
tell
time.
You right now.
Big time.
That one will get you.
Terry Crisp is with us, the legend. So, how do you handle tomorrow? Philadelphia, look, that's a tough team. They've started off hot. John Tortorella's in there. You know how he is. He's not there to be your friend. He's there to be your coach. And so that's going to be a tough test for them. But right now, this team feeling a little down on themselves. John Hines has to try and rally the troops. The leadership group has to rally the troops. So what are you talking about with them today as they get ready for tomorrow against Philly?
Why would they feel down on themselves? I mean, the fans don't feel sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for them. You guys don't. So what right do they have to feel sorry for themselves? That, to me, is an expression I just distaste. Unbelievable. That these guys, and I was laughing, and I love D-Mace, by the way, buddy. When you're talking, you asked me about motivation. And I was listening. I was coming home in the car, and I said, you know what? He hit the nail right in the head to what I've been saying as a coach, as a player all along. There's no such thing as coaches motivating players. You can put a game plan out there. You can put your power play, your penalty kill, your breakouts, your regroups, all that stuff to do it. And that's what a coach's job is. D-Mace, you hit it, self-motivation. Mm-hmm. You can't climb inside a guy's body or his mind. And if they can't do it, then find another job. Because I always said, you know what? You want to know what motivation is? And then they used to say, well, you were a rough coach. You were a tough coach. Yeah, I was. Yes, I was. And I said, you want to know one of the best motivations in life is fear. And they all look at me like I got two heads. But think about this. If you're a man or a woman out there, you know what the motivation for fear is? That you make money to pay your mortgage, to keep a house over your family's head, or to afford a car, maybe one for your wife or you also. How about college education? Can you afford your children? Or medical bills? That's motivation with fear. The rest of it, for sports and that, you don't have that. That's all looked after. Now it comes from within. And I think right now, we're looking at the fact that these players, and I'm going to say it again, Willie, and you've heard me say this, put that big mirror the size of a wall as they walk out of that dressing room, and every player has to look into that mirror and say, what do I have to do tonight to win? What do I have to do to win and help my team win?
Ed Crispy, I think you have to hope that your leaders, your top players, are the ones that set the tone, right? That's what I kept waiting for last night in the third period is somebody make a play to stop the bleeding. Somebody make a play to turn the tide a little bit. That's what they had to all be frustrated. Believe me, they were all – nobody's more frustrated than the players themselves that it didn't happen. They know it's got to happen. But it's got to start with your top players, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're the ones that should be getting the ice time. They're the ones that should be when the power play comes out, that should be your best. And our penalty killers have been doing a yeoman job, but no wonder they're beat into the ice. I mean, the dumb penalties we're taking, the lazy penalties we're taking, the selfish penalties we're taking have got to stop. And our goaltenders can only do so much. And I don't want to hear one word about Lankin and not doing his job last night. He saved our bacon again and again and again. So let's get that off the board right now. Same as but you know what happens? And you think about this. Just maybe over the years, with Pekka in goal and now Saros coming up for him, those two guys covered up a lot of sins, a lot of mistakes, a lot of things that we were doing that had to be corrected, but they bailed us out. And when that doesn't happen, these mistakes are really blatant and really costly.
Yeah, they definitely show up a lot more. They're not getting erased by great goaltending. Crispy, you coached, when you started off with the Flames and you won a championship, it was a very high-scoring league. You guys were powerful. You could win a lot of different ways, but, man, you guys revved up offense. And then you watched the league as, you know, you went to Tampa, it became more of a defensive league, right? And then when you started your career as an analyst for the Predators, it seemed like nobody could score. Now it's kind of cycling back, isn't it? The goal scoring is way up. What's it like to coach when you know when you're up a couple of goals that the way the game is played, it's not over by any stretch?
You know what? Common sense. Common sense comes in. You heard I heard you guys talking with the Titans about their defense and our defense. And the year that I went into coach in Calgary, I was the one criteria, the one thing that they told me, my GM that hired me, he said, we need a Stanley Cup here. Our owners have all the money they'll ever need. They don't want money. They want a ring. Your job as a head coach is to win a ring, not to win Gaylord. So I went with it, and I had a great team left to me by Badger Bob Johnson. They were a great team and powerful team. But the one thing that Scotty Bowman taught me and Fred Shiro taught me as a player with 10 years with those gentlemen were, you can have all the player you want. Defense is going to win you what you need. The year we went and won the Stanley Cup in 89, we as a team, we played the Montreal Canadiens in the finals that year. Guess who the two best defensive teams were in the NHL? Montreal number one, Calgary number two. So, yeah, you have firepower. But you know what? The biggest thing is defense. And the best defense is offense. You learn how to forecheck properly. You learn late in the game. You don't back off. You don't play not to lose. You play to win. And you play for a full 60 minutes. And that's what I see our guys doing. Like, we'll play 40 like you guys won first and second periods. Then suddenly we go into and I'm almost definite, I'm almost sure, the coaches are not telling the guys, okay, guys, this don't work, huh? We just sort of said, no. You got to keep pushing and pushing hard and even harder now, but smart. Pushing hard is one thing, but push hard smart.
Yeah, and now what's going to be my question, Crispy, in regards to this Predators team from a defensive standpoint, because – we did have Paul on at the beginning of the season, I believe, and talked about, is this the type of team, did you construct the type of team that John Hines wanted? Did it fit his personality? And in a roundabout way, yes, that's what the answer was. But even with this roster, do you think at this point they're constructed to play that physical type of a brand of hockey that's going to, you know, if they're not playing well offensively, the defense will pick it up for them?
Yeah, they are. You know, we have the boys out there that want to do it. Mm-hmm. We have the guys that want to play tough and strong and hard, and most of them do. And the biggest thing is that they got to carry it out from the dressing room onto the ice and go to work. I heard William talk. I've said it with people here that last year, the herd line, they set the tempo. They made it, and they were doing it. This year, they're not quite back on the game. Last night, back into it again. But having said that, and I heard Willie Donick talking about this, your big guns have to be your cannons. If your big guns are firing every night, you're going to win most of your games. And I don't like this phrase, but it's used out there. If your pop guns are there, and they're going to come every night and work for you. You know you're going to get your work ethic from them. Your cannons have got to show up, and they got to be firing, but they got to be firing effectively. Like last night, I heard Willie and Mason them talking, and you can almost tell in their voices and their chase that they were frustrated up in the booth, but they can only say so much and do so much. But with 14 minutes or 12 minutes left in the game, and your guns have one shot, no shots, two shots, that's not going to get the job done.
Crispy, before we let you go, you know how this goes, having been a coach. You know, you have people that when things aren't going well, they're screaming for the coach. But a lot of thing that I hear out of Preds fans is they want to see some of the youngsters that are in Milwaukee, some of these guys like Parson and that you saw in training camp, Afanasyev, that, you know, have shown some flashes, but maybe not shown that they're quite there yet. But at what point do you think about that if you're John Hines of Tomasino, you know, giving some of these young guys an opportunity to see what they could do if some of your veteran players aren't getting the job done?
You know what? I'm not privy to what the coaches do. I'm not privy to what they think or their plans. But if you're asking me as a coach, I'd say right now, some of the players playing here should start to worry. And I can guarantee you in my mind that the coaching staff and David Poile and the scouts are sitting there saying, okay, we started this. We had this game plan. If it's not working, and you know David and the coach, they're not afraid. John Hines is not afraid to make a move. You remember a year ago or 2 years ago when he had to come in here and bench some of the guns and some of the cannons, and he did it and got their attention and then talked through with them and brought them back. And that's the same thing now. So, yeah, I think right now some of the players here should be looking over their shoulders and saying, okay, is the ones you mentioned coming up, or is there another one down there that is going to come up and get the job done? Definitely.
Crispy, appreciate it. It's good to talk to you, and we will see you tomorrow at the rink, as you like to say.
You know what? You're right. And, fellas, a lot of stuff changes, power plays. You know what never changes? Our fans, the base, right, the loyal legion. They bring it every night for us. So if they can bring it every night, surely to heck we can join them and bring it too.
Absolutely. Crispy, have a great rest of your day. Appreciate it.